boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I don't know if I got to start like a petition or if I got to go desk by desk in this office here and ask for some money, but we need some freaking knives in these buildings. Oh my God, I'm tired of it.
We have tons of silverware, I feel like, at the radio station.
Well, yeah.
Lots of butter knives. Amount. But there's not very many sharp, like, cutting knives.
Uh-huh.
I feel like anytime that I need one, it's always in the dishwasher. So I have to pull it out and hand wash it, which whatever, I'll do it. It's not a big deal. But you can't ever find one.
Dude, we've got everything you could imagine a kitchen would need. And we're a radio station. Okay?
Yeah, there's pans,
we
and
got
pots.
Two stoves, two microwaves, a refrigerator, pans, pots,
toaster.
Lids, toaster. I mean, we got, you name it, we got even like stuff to do the grilling outside.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got everything. Except for we only have one freaking steak knife.
And it's teeny tiny.
And it's very tiny. So you're usually going to town when you need to use it to get it to cut anything. Here's the thing. Taylor and I eat around 2 o'clock every single day. Normal people probably eat between 11 and noon in this building, right? So if somebody gets to it before you and me, we're screwed because there's only one knife.
Yeah, it's in the dishwasher.
So I had steak today. How does somebody eat steak if she can't cut it up?
Well, you did. I saw you eating it.
It was cut up. You want to know how I ate it? We got a knife so long back there that is like probably for turkeys. I use that to cut my steak today.
Is that the bread knife?
I don't know. Is it a bread knife? It's freaking long, dude. It's about a sub sandwich long.
And it's got little pointy things. That's a bread knife.
Well, I use that to cut my steak today.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait for whoever's on kitchen duty to look at that and go, who the heck was using this? Me. For steak. I'm thinking, what are you looking at me for?
I'm just trying to picture what that looked like because I didn't get to experience it.
Well, I'm telling you, thank God there was nobody watching because it was embarrassing. It was stupid. It barely cut. We need better knives.
It could have been more. I really thought you were about to say you cut it with scissors and that would have been.
Well, you know what? That would have been smarter.
The breaking point.
No, that actually would have been smarter to cut it with scissors. I'm thinking what we need to do is just go desk by desk and ask for $1.
Mm-hmm.
For $1. You know what you could do? Get a chalk of freaking knife.
You can support the cause of getting some steak knives.
I'm going to come with a bucket and desk by desk tomorrow. I'm going to go around to our coworkers. I'm going to ask for $1.
Let me know how that goes.
They get a judge.
I'll give you $1, but I can't wait to hear. Yeah, I want to hear what other people have to say, though.
I'll let you know. Remember the other day I was telling you that I am a little addicted to index cards right now?
A very strange thing to be hyperfixated on, but they seem to be doing you good.
Well, I can't help but brag about how much I'm addicted to index cards now.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how like people gossip at the copier machine? Screw the gossiping. I don't care what the coworkers are. I don't care about that. I want to talk to you about index cards right now.
Okay.
So Loretta heard all about it today. And I was like, Loretta, did you hear about how much I'm addicted to index cards right now? She goes, why?
Okay.
And I said, Loretta, there's lines on them. I just love the way they write on them. They just are smooth. Oh my God. Don't get me started. We're going to be here for hours if I start talking about index cards. And then she said what honestly sounded like angels in my ears. She goes, do you know there's colored ones? Like you can get colored index cards.
Yeah.
Girl, I did not know this. Are we saying there's pink ones out there?
Yeah.
What? I've been using plain old boring white ones.
Did you go to college?
Well, yes.
And that's the last thing I used an index card for was like making flashcards.
You did? Girl, yeah. I just did it on pieces of paper, scraps everywhere.
Well, you need to take yourself to the office supply store. Your mind is about to be blown.
What kind of colors are we talking? We got rainbow, like all the
pastels.
Rainbow? Oh my God.
Is what I'm thinking. Like a pink, a green, a blue, maybe a yellow.
If you see me at the office supply store near the index cards, mind your business.
Just leave her alone. She's having a moment.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
What if I told you it only takes 3 seconds to be more attractive?
Huh. For me, it's probably double. So
6 seconds.
6 seconds, but I'm here for 6 seconds.
So there's a dating expert. Her name is Luann Ward, who shared her simple 3 second hack that's going to make you appear more attractive, more charismatic, and more memorable. Okay. So
this is good. I don't know if this is going to work for me, but I'm here for it.
It's called the pause and hold technique. Let me explain. She says that most people don't use this because silence feels uncomfortable to them.
Ah, that's me.
Mm-hmm. But the moment you learn to own the silence,
I can do it.
You change the way people see you forever. So the pause and hold technique, she says to pause for 3 seconds after you enter a new room, pause for 3 seconds when you meet a new person, pause for 3 seconds before responding to something, and to hold eye contact before looking away. You need to let the moment breathe instead of rushing to fill it, because she says that pausing shows confidence. People who rush conversations or responses seem nervous, and a slight pause signals certainty, that people are gonna be like, whoa, you really must know what you're talking about. You're confident. You're not afraid of a moment of silence. So yeah, she says that little 3 second pause can really change how somebody looks at you romantically or even in the workplace.
I was going to make fun of this. I really was.
Mm-hmm.
But then it made me think of, there are some, you know, politicians that maybe we look up to. There are some that you look up to, some that I look up to. We don't all agree, right?
Yeah.
But I think we can think of some that maybe that we're like, I respect them. I think they're a responsible person, right?
Yeah.
And those people that maybe you respect, I've known, at least the ones I respect, they talk slower. Mm-hmm. And there's a pause, like I'm kind of doing right now, before the next like sentence. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well,
then I'm just like, God, they're smart. Even though it could be saying the stupidest things.
The first thing I think of is, and it's so stupid, celebrities, when they make acceptance speeches, I don't know what it is. I feel like if they take more pauses, then they sound, I don't know, like more grateful, more mm-hmm. like knowledgeable. I feel like
Taylor Swift probably does that because yeah, she's smart.
I could see that 100%. So I guess if there's anything to learn from this, is that you should pause more.
Now that you say this, I am going to be studying the crap out of people.
Oh, you're not going to practice it. You're just going to watch other people do it.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
When you get into a relationship with someone, you kind of break down the chores, who's doing what.
Mm-hmm.
And you also break down the finances too. Who's going to pay for what? Are we splitting things 50-50? All that fun jazz, right? Well, early on, I picked it. I was like, I'm going to pay for the groceries, because here's the dealio. He gets paid at his job.
That's good.
I would hope so. Not only does he get paid, but where he works, they feed him too.
Yeah.
So he gets free lunch and free dinner. And the only days he doesn't work are Sunday and Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only time he really gets to eat at home. So the person who's eating at home the most, me.
Yeah.
Oh, also breakfast. He eats breakfast too. So I'm eating the most groceries, okay? Right. So I was like, I'm just going to pay for the groceries, because you're only going to eat breakfast and two dinners and some snackaroos, okay? That's it. So mm-hmm. I'm going to pay for them. No questions asked. So I've been doing that because it's mostly lunch for me and dinners all week long too. But it's not cheap, okay?
Groceries are expensive.
As we've noticed, groceries are very, very expensive. My goal, I'd love to spend $100 or less a week. It doesn't happen.
It's tough.
It's very tough. But he had to go grocery shopping for me last week because I was so busy with downtown. I mm-hmm. just knew I wouldn't have time to get the groceries I needed for this week. So he did it. And he was happy to do it. Except for yesterday I said, hey, I forgot you got me orange juice and I'm really excited. I want to drink some.
Mm-hmm.
I specifically asked for high pulp. I'm that disgusting person who loves high pulp, okay? Sorry.
Yeah.
I see that he buys the orange juice from the store that I feel like they don't make it pulpy enough for me. It is not, even though they say high pulp, there is not a single ounce of pulp in that orange juice.
Okay.
So I get it out of the refrigerator and I told them, I'm like, oh man, I should have told you I don't like their orange juice. I'll drink it still, but yeah. I just want you to know, like, I don't like their orange juice. And he goes, well, I hope you drink it because I spent $170 on groceries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, oh, now you know how I feel.
Step into my office.
I spend like $150 every week. And he mm-hmm. goes, I feel you now. You're not paying for utilities anymore. You're done. And I was like, wait,
this is a serious offer?
Yeah, right.
No, seriously.
Do I really not have to pay for utilities anymore? Because now you understand how much I pay for groceries.
Maybe you need to start sending him out more often.
So he understands.
And then more
wait,
things.
Wait, but then that means I got to pay for utilities, Taylor.
Never mind. Bad idea. I got told no, which is kind of a hard word for me to hear sometimes.
Yeah, for
especially
you.
If it's something that I want or want to do. Let me explain. So my boyfriend, Curly, and I were grocery shopping on Sunday, and we were at Aldi. And I really like Aldi, and I really like that they have what you have taught me is the Aisle of Shame.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like,
if you know, you know.
Yeah, it's like a seasonal aisle. Sometimes it's like, most recently they had Valentine's Day stuff. Yep. Sometimes there's houseware. It's just like it's random. Like,
it's random. It's all the gadgets, all the goodies.
And it changes all the time.
Yeah, Aisle of Shame or AOS aisle.
Oh, I didn't know there was an acronym.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well,
now you know.
I avoided it for, not avoided it.
You
I just,
did. I didn't talk you into it.
Yeah, I just didn't go down it. Because at first glance, you're like, I don't need Valentine's Day candy. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So I'm not going to go down it. But not this past weekend, the previous weekend, Curly and I, we made our way down the AOS,
uh-huh.
the Aisle of Shame, and we made some dumb purchases, I'm not going to lie. Some helpful, we found a new wok to make our like Asian cuisines in.
Yeah.
We got a new spatula. I found a back massager.
It was like, just a random crap. I love it.
It was so much fun. I had a lot of fun doing it. But, you know, that did rack up my
That's
bill.
That's how they get you.
So our way of doing groceries at our house is we just switch off every week between me and Curly because we're like, I'm not keeping score. You know what I mean?
It eventually is going to even out.
It's about the same every week. Sometimes it's a little more expensive. Blah, blah, blah. So when we took our stroll down the AOS.
Who had it that week?
Me.
Oh, God.
So that's kind of why I was going a little bit crazy because I'm like, well, I'm buying, so I don't care.
Mama doesn't care.
Sunday, this past Sunday, we finish up shopping and my boyfriend Curly looks at me and goes, no Aisle of Shame today. And I go, what? We can't even look? What do you
How
mean?
Dare you?
What? Like, we can't even, he's not even letting me go over there because we always leave it to last. I'm like, well, that's not fun. You're being boring. Ew. Stop it.
Ew.
Ew. That grossed me out.
You did not say that to
me. I did. And he's like, no, I feel like we need to be on a 2-week rotation, like, so that nobody gets stuck every time. Because at first I thought he was saying we could do it next week when it's again on my dime.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Not fair at all. But he told me I gotta wait 2 weeks until it's his turn again.
No.
Then we can
Taylor,
take a stroll.
The whole point of that aisle is every week it changes.
That's what I told him.
Because you don't know what it's gonna be this week. Well, you do now because the ad's out. But you don't know what it's gonna be next week. It could be even better crap you didn't know you needed.
Well, it's my week next week. So then I really don't want to walk down it because then I'm gonna get the hefty bill again.
I think you guys need a budget AOS money.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like $40.
Oh, that's a lot.
Okay, 20. And if you don't use it, it gets to be bumped over to the following
Ooh.
Week. So now you didn't use it this week, goes 40 to next week. You don't mm-hmm. use it then, bump it over 60 mm-hmm. the following week. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can really go crazy.
This
work.
Is the type of budgeting I can get behind.
mm-hmm. So you probably have heard us talking about somebody named Kelly in our sales team before, right?
The queen.
The queen of sales, Kelly. A couple times from here and there. Here's the thing. What you don't know about Kelly is, in the most respectful way, she's preying on our downfall. Yeah. Let me explain, though, okay? She wants something to maybe happen to either one of us, Taylor, because she wants to step in.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be that girl so badly.
Mm-hmm.
And you... she couldn't find you. I was in the hallway. She's like, I hadn't seen Taylor all day because you came in late.
Yeah.
We both came in a little bit later. She hadn't seen you. And she saw me in the hallway and she goes, where's Taylor? And I said, she's dead. She's gone. She's no longer with us.
Ouch.
And she said, oh, goody. I said, yeah, it's your time to shine. Mm-hmm. She's like, great. I'll be there right there. I'll be in the studio. Took her a solid 30 seconds before she goes and hugs me and goes, oh, I want to say my apologies to Taylor. I feel bad.
Now I know.
It took her forever to say she was sorry. You're gone.
I will let you know when you're gone next what kind of activities happen.
And she gets excited.
Yes.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
There's something in yard.
Something in yard? Are you, what are we speaking, Yoda now? What in the...
You know that TikTok of the guy going, I have purse. That's what just happened to me.
Go on.
There's something in...
Something in yard.
In the yard. When I get excited, I eliminate stupid words.
You really did. You're like, screw it. I don't need some of these words to say what I want to say.
Something in yard. Looks like white paper.
I thought you were going to say Yoda.
Crumpled up it is.
What are you? Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
That's a freaking piece of paper. Come on.
What if it's important?
Then run out there and read and see if it is. But I don't think it is.
Okay.
Oh my God. She's really going to run out there.
I want to know what it is.
What do you think? It's somebody. Oh my God. What if it's love notes? What Dude, if I'm we saying. Have. No, seriously. No, seriously. Screw the Star Wars. What if we have two coworkers madly in love with each other? Okay, if we find out this is a love letter, we keep this between the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Pinky promise. We tell no one that we know the two coworkers are madly in love with mm-hmm. each other. I mm-hmm. don't know. Maybe it's a love letter. So we don't. Maybe it's also a letter of admitting a crime.
Or like,
I don't know. Maybe
like
somebody committed a crime.
Maybe somebody made a list of everybody that works here, and there's two columns. One column, it's people they like, and
God,
one
I
column,
hope I'm on the good one.
People they don't like. I gotta find out.
Hold up. With that, it makes me think. Is it Santa's list?
Is it?
Oh my God.
It's a weird time for that to fall from the North Pole.
Did Santa drop his list? I need you to go out there. Because here's the thing. I'm always on the naughty list. And if I can, I got a red pen right here. If I can change it, I'm gonna do it.
Okay, well, you gotta let me go. I gotta go get it. I wanna know what it is, and I'm probably gonna be disappointed.
All right, tell me if it's Santa's list. If it's a list of somebody hating all the coworkers or loving them, I need to find out.
Okay, I'll be right back. So I have the answer. If you have been with us for the last 5 minutes, in the Taylor window update, I noticed something in yard.
She's talking Yoda.
There was like
she forgot how to talk.
Yeah, I was so excited because when there's something out in the front yard, I got to go investigate. Mm-hmm. Looked like a piece of paper. Went out and grabbed it because also we don't like littering.
I'm mostly hoping for Santa drop his list. He's making his list already.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe checking it twice already. Mm-hmm. I know it's February. I don't care. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, I hate to disappoint.
No!
It's not Santa's list.
Okay. Give me something juicy.
What
is it? Is it coworker writing gossip on there?
No, it doesn't belong to us.
Even worse.
It does not belong to us. I believe it belongs to our neighbors.
Are we finally figuring out what they do?
Well,
I don't know what the business is.
This is like a receipt of sort. Okay.
Well, Taylor, I don't think you should look at it then.
Well, no, it's like a packing list, I guess I should say.
Again, I don't
received.
Know if you should look at that.
Well,
you
then,
can be like, that's a packing, like not like a HIPAA, but a packing violation.
I don't have the package.
Okay, well, go on.
It's just
hear
parts.
It. You're the one who's breaking the law. I could care less.
It says pick sheet on it. It is parts. So now I'm at a standstill of, do I have to walk over there and give this to them? Because that's embarrassing. I think they must have opened a package and this flew out probably.
Does it say what they ordered? Because now I'm...
Yeah.
Is it anything juicy?
It's like car stuff, I'm assuming.
Oh, boring.
And I don't know what any of it means.
No, see, yeah. It's above me if it's not a steering wheel.
Yeah, there's no tea, there's no drama, there's nothing.
I think you do, because I'm not in HR and I don't know much about billing, but I do know... I sit behind Loretta,
mm-hmm.
and Loretta pays all of our bills here. God bless that woman, right? She keeps our lights on. She's got to keep receipts, mm-hmm. right? Because if we ever got to look back on things, she keeps them. I think you've got to give it back.
I know. What if they are like, did we get all of our things?
Uh-huh.
I got to give it back to them.
I think you got to go back. I'm not doing it. You doing it.
Why? I already did one walk out there.
Well, you have to go back, and you have to give them the receipt and tell them that you saw it on the front lawn.
It's really embarrassing. Can I make a paper airplane and just send it over?
Do that.
Okay, I'll do that maybe.
I don't know what it feels like to be a parent and want to show off all the pictures from the weekend. You're like, oh, let me show you the pictures of my kid at the soccer game this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll never know what it feels like, but I can relate via dog and cat.
I think that counts.
So, can I brag?
Yes.
They didn't have soccer practice, but I have something close to that, I guess.
Okay.
our littlest one, our newest one, animal in the zoo we got at home is Zaw. The little baby. Honestly, still a puppy. Not even 1 year old till July. Okay, so keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a little baby, and I love it. He's a little wiener dog, so keep that in mind too. He's a little baby, tiny, and he's been doing this little thing now where he loves to play with Evie, our big dog.
Yeah.
And it was funny because at first when we brought him in, he was two peas in a pod with Fat Mochi. I think Fat Mochi kind of got over him. And I think honestly, Zaw got a little too rambunctious for him.
Right.
He's in the puppy era. So Fat Mochi, he'll play with him from time to time, but then he kind of is like, I'm too fat.
I'm over this.
I'm over this. Okay. So he doesn't like it that much. So Evie loves it though. Evie's like, finally, somebody for the love of God to play with. Mm-hmm. So Evie eats this up. And those two, I'm telling you, if they could, from literally 8 a.m. until freaking 2 a.m., they would run around the whole house if they could.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd let them, they would.
Mm.
They are chasing each other, running up and down, and they bark. Mostly Zaw, he barks. And it's adorable because he's a little puppy.
Yeah.
And I just love hearing his little bark. I don't even care if it drives the neighbors up above bonkers because his bark is so cute because it's a little baby bark. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have tried everything for the past month to get a video of a recording of this bark because it's so adorable to me. But every time I do and I start hitting record on my phone, he stops. It's like he freaking knows I'm recording him.
Stage fright.
Exactly. Or anytime he's like doing it and he's really going wild with it, I can't find my phone anywhere. I'm like, where's my freaking phone when I need it? This morning, Evie and Zaw, they got the zoom, zoom, zooms. Mm-hmm. I mean, these two are going around the living room like you wouldn't believe. And I had my phone in my pocket. I'm like, I think this is my time to shine. I'm going to get a video of Zaw and his adorable little bark. And I did. I got so many videos of his bark. It's the cutest thing. It's the stupidest thing to brag about, but I'm so excited about this.
Did you send it to anybody?
I did. I sent it to Neighbor Man and then actually our landlord where we got our dog from. And I was like, I just want you to know, like, in case you never got to hear his little bark.
Why don't you send it to your neighbors and say, I know you get to hear this all the time. Here's what it looks like.
A couple minutes ago, I'm bragging. I'm telling you how adorable Zaw is, our little puppy, because he's got his little puppy voice and he's barking. And it's adorable. I love it. I can't stop bragging about how cute it is. Now I got to tell you that staples have turned a little bit because I can't brag about this. I have to tell you that this is like actually kind of bad news.
Mm.
When you got a puppy, they want to chew and destroy everything.
Yeah.
The amount of things that I have lost because of this dog is insane. I mean, my underwear, socks, that costs barely nothing, right? But then there's like my stuff that like for cross stitching that you hold your string on.
Yeah.
That got destroyed by him. Mm-hmm. All the stuff I hold my cross stitching in, it's like this little box. He ate that all up.
Then
my Apple Pen, he ate that too. I mean, we could go on and on about what this dog has ate and he should not be eating because he's a puppy and I guess we're in the teething phase.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm trying. I've given him things to help his problem he's got.
He's got toys, but he doesn't want them.
He wants the real stuff, okay?
Yeah.
He doesn't want his toys, I guess. Well, he found something finally. That was not mine.
Mm-hmm.
It was Neighbor Man's. I mean this in the nicest way, but finally.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm tired of my stuff getting destroyed and nothing of Neighbor Man's. Never once has this dog destroyed anything of Neighbor Man's. I'm like, do you have it out to get me?
Yeah.
Do you not love me?
Interesting. Do I stink? I don't know.
Right? Right? finally, and I mean it in the nicest way because I know he's very upset about this, but Za destroyed his earbuds.
Oh, no.
They're like $200 Sony earbuds that he wears for work. He wears to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
He wears 24/7. He wears even at home all the time. They're these little guys. He didn't eat entirely, thank God, because I would have to take him to the vet today. But he did chew it up pretty well. And now they're destroyed. Maybe you could hear sound out of it, but let me tell you this. Neighbor man's not very happy about it and was like, I'm just going to throw them away.
Oh, no.
So now he's like, yeah, finally. And I feel bad. I really, truly do. Trust me, I do. But there's a slight bit of me that goes, finally.
I know the feeling.
But I do feel bad.
I know the feeling because when I first got my cats, I was still living at my old apartment. My boyfriend Curly moved in with me, and the cats immediately wanted to scratch up my couch, which wasn't brand new by any means. It was still in decent shape, though, and I was like, I don't want them to learn this behavior. So I would be the one that would yell at them, quit scratching the couch, and then point them to the cat scratcher. My boyfriend Curly was like, oh, just let them do it. They got to get it out of their system. And I'm like,
no,
dude, no, this is my couch. Like, what do you mean? Now, since we've moved, he bought a new couch that is upstairs. My old couch is downstairs. New couch, that means new scratch post for the cats. So anytime they lay a paw with a claw out.
Say it.
He's like, no, don't scratch. And I'm like, now you understand.
No, I think you need to roll. No, girl, roll reverse. Roll's reverse. You need to be like, no, let him get it out of their
system. No, because you know who's he's going to ask to try to sew it up? Me.
I don't know if you're like this at the store, but man, did I feel like you at the store today.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in for one thing. Got lost, got confused, and walked out with another thing.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Mm-hmm. I have a couple stores where that will happen.
Oh my God, I felt like you when I walked in. So here's the thing. I saw on TikTok that there was a store in town that was having massive deals. And I was like, I need to go. I want a deal. Mostly, I need new gym shoes. Here's the thing. I wore my gym shoes to downtown, and I did so much walking, they got a hole in them.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so now I need new gym shoes. Hello, mama loves an excuse to go shopping.
Yeah, as a reason to get them.
Right? So I'm excited. I need new gym shoes. And so I went there to get gym shoes. I got lost. I got confused, and I walked out with zero gym shoes and instead two new pajama sets.
Nice. Nice.
I don't know what happened. I don't know, Taylor. There was lots of deals, lots of signs that said 50% off. Mm-hmm. I got very confused, Taylor. I don't know what happened.
Okay, riddle me this, because there's a couple different ways this happens to me, because I have problems. Did you even look at the gym shoes, or did you get so overwhelmed?
I did peruse them for a millisecond. Here's the thing. Let's start here. I walked past the sleepwear and I go, I'm coming back to you.
Yeah.
Go to the shoes. And then, honestly, I got overwhelmed in the I saw they didn't really look like they were on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I got overwhelmed. I wanted to get out of that quickly.
Mm.
And there was also somebody, like, there were so many people shopping in that area. I was just like, I'm going to get out. Then I went back to the sleepwear and I got lost. I couldn't stop. Here's the thing. We should make it clear that I have casually been looking for new sleepwear.
Okay.
I'm being annoying about sleepwear that I need my top and my bottom to match.
Okay.
And if they don't match, I don't want it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been like very picky about sleepwear. And finally, I found a store that actually has matching top and bottom.
Yeah. So your priorities just changed while you were in there.
Yeah. I just was like, what happened? I went in for shoes. I would like to go to the gym. I got no shoes now.
Well, you can wear your new jammies to the gym. I just want you to know that you have fully traumatized me.
What?
Because, what was it, last week that you accused me of ripping the toilet paper holder off the wall here at work?
Dude, she ripped the toilet paper roll.
I did not.
The thing that holds the roll off the wall. I mean, it was completely off the wall. And I quote, I said, you got muscles that are dollar store version like Simone Biles. Because Simone Biles got some amazing muscles. Oh my God, I wish.
Okay.
Yours are dollar store version.
Though. Thanks a lot. It's a metal toilet paper holder.
You should know that. It's also metal, dude.
It's like bolted into the wall and it falls off every once in a while.
You are not making your case better.
No, I'm telling you, but it normally... It pops off every once in a while, right? Where you can just hook it back on. But the one day that it happened to me, it was like it fully came out the wall. I don't know what happened. I guess I hulked out. What I will tell you is that now I'm so traumatized because you put me on blast for hulking out, even though I didn't. I went to the bathroom earlier.
And you did it again?
No, 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 I didn't. But I saw somebody, I'm going to throw somebody else under the bus. Somebody was lazy and set a new toilet paper roll on top of an empty one, like they didn't fully change it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to change it because if I tried to, that's what happened to me last time. I was trying to be polite and change the roll over.
And then you hulked out.
And then I pulled the whole thing off the wall, allegedly. I can't fix whoever did that. So I had to leave it. And I'm part of the problem now because I'm scared that it's going to happen to me again and I'm going to accidentally rip it out of the wall.
I guarantee if I did it, it'll be just fine.
Go ahead, please do.
Because I ain't got no muscles, but you literally are the Hulk.
I don't know what to say. I have a problem, I guess. I don't want to find out again if it's going to happen.
No, maybe I do want to make you do it. I want to see what happens.
I'm not. I refuse.
Do you turn green? Like, do you make noises? Like, what happens when you Hulk out?
Well, I was like sweating and swearing under my breath.
So you are the Hulk.
I did something bad. Something bad's happening to me right now.
Next movie, she's ready.
I'm the She-Hulk. Something odd happens between my boyfriend Curly and my mom that I think if anybody else caught, they'd be like, what did you just say? So anytime I'm on FaceTime with my mom and my boyfriend's around, he'll go, hey, Mima, which is, I don't call her that. I call her mom.
Or Mama Kris Jenner.
Yes. And it comes from back when my sister was having her first kid, the first grandchild to my parents. I was rooting for Mima to be her grandma name. Because she was like, I don't know what I want to be called. Like, do I want to be grandma or Nana? And I was like, Mima, please. I think that's fun.
She didn't like that?
No, it wasn't her first choice.
Okay.
I'll say that. And for some reason, my boyfriend Curly has just hooked onto that. And now he calls her Mima in every scenario.
What is her, like, does she like it? Does she not like it?
She laughs because it happened last night. And it happened in front of my boyfriend Curly's brother, because I walked out and they were both in the kitchen and I'm on the phone with my mom and he chimes in and goes, hey, Mima. And his brother's looking at him like, what? Why did you just do that? So now I'm like, you got to stop doing that because other people are going to get very confused.
No, I think it's cute. I think it's fun. I just want you to like really confirm with your mom that she doesn't mind. Because here's the thing. I think it could go one of two ways. If she like can't stand it, like my thing is now, is she going to start thinking like that she doesn't like him, or is she going to start getting annoyed with him because he keeps bringing it up? And I don't want her to think bad things of Curly, right? So we need to shut this down if she doesn't like it, especially because you said it wasn't her first option.
It was not.
However, if she thinks it's quirky, you said she did laugh, then let him have this. Let him freaking own it. He better give her a shirt for that for Christmas.
World's best Meemaw.
Oh my God. Yes. Let it. Yeah. Oh my God. A mug too. Oh my God. She needs everything. If she does like it, I mean, if she's cracking jokes like, or she laughed at it, I'm thinking he needs to own it. That's his thing. And will only be his thing. Nobody else gets to say it. And they've got this little bond. And he's winning, which means you're secretly winning.
Right.
You guys are both winning.
Yes.
And I'm just saying the relationship's winning. So you just got to find out whether or not she truly likes it or not. That's my thing.
So what do I do? Do I call her it? And if she, because, you know, she'll tell me. She'll be like, knock it off.
I think you did call her it.
Meema.
And see what happens.
I'll report back, I guess.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Over the last couple years, we've seen a lot of people open up about how social media can be kind of hard on your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Comparing, and especially with like Instagram, it's a highlight reel. You only see the good stuff on there. And I think that's still kind of true, but there seems to be a new social media that people are kind of side-eyeing and being like, I don't really want to be on this because it just makes me feel bad about myself.
Oh no, I'm not doing it then.
You already have it.
What is that?
LinkedIn.
Well, yeah.
There is
no, seriously. Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's a term for it. People are calling it LinkedIn envy, kind of a Gen Z thing, I guess, is where it's most prevalent. But there are people to the point where they are deleting the LinkedIn app off their phone because a lot of people are saying they feel bad when people they know are like, oh, I'm excited to announce this new position, mm-hmm. or they got their dream job. Mm-hmm. And maybe, I don't know, I feel like a lot of people our age have struggled to find jobs out of college, or maybe you're not in like the ideal position that you would want to be. And you see people that maybe you graduated with who are getting crazy high paying jobs or super prestigious jobs. So they're to the point where they're like, Instagram is a cakewalk. If you really want to feel bad about yourself, log into LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I feel like that makes sense. I don't really get on LinkedIn that often. And that this does not make me want to get on any more often.
Yeah, for me, it's like once in a blue moon. I got to be like really bored and desperate to get on
scroll
LinkedIn.
On there.
Yeah, just scroll on LinkedIn. But yeah, no, what I've noticed is it's like people I went to school with, or I maybe worked with a job, and they're like CEOs, or they're owning their own company, which good for you. I'm truly proud of you. And then I look at myself and I'm like, just a radio DJ in my 30s, you know? And then some people say like, is that really a job? You know, some people say that to us. Yeah. Some people say that to us. And then I'm like, oh man, look at me. And then I've also noticed LinkedIn has also become more of what Facebook used to be, where people would always want to put their relationship status. People always wanted to put, oh, I'm having a kid, or I just announced my kid. It's not relationship on LinkedIn, but I've noticed a lot of people are putting like just any milestone in their life on LinkedIn. I've noticed that too.
What, like buying a car?
Well, no, but like family updates and things like that. I'm seeing things like that on my LinkedIn. Girl, don't get on LinkedIn. Yes. I guarantee if I got on LinkedIn right now, I would have probably a pregnancy announcement, which is good for you. But then I'm like, here I am in my 30s.
I'm lost. I'm going to download it and then probably delete it when I start to feel sad once I scroll far enough.
But then again, you're comparing to yourself. And I hate doing that, where I'm like, well, here's where I'm at in my life. Mm. And then here's where other people are at in their life. Am I behind? And I hate asking myself that question. So don't get on LinkedIn because it will make you ask that question.
I'm not going to. I'm not in the mood to cry tonight.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
It's not common for me to be happy or excited about watching a basketball game when I get home. But last night, I was actually kind of into it because there was drama. In the NBA, there's drama, apparently. My boyfriend Curly was like, hey, I really want to turn this game on at 9:00. Hope you don't mind. And I was like, ugh, okay, fine. He's like, no, but it's like really important. I really got to watch it. I'm like, okay, what makes this so important? Is it like final? I don't know anything about basketball. Is it final season or like what?
Oh,
what is
March
this?
March Madness?
No, because it's
NBA.
College. Yeah.
Not, I don't know. Sports.
I don't know. I thought it was some sort of championship. It's not. He goes, no, I need to watch this guy, Luca. He got traded.
Luca, like, is it our Luca?
No, not Luca Garza.
Okay.
Because I also thought that at first.
I got excited.
So I don't really understand.
He got traded like halfway through the season?
That's what I don't get. Is they can,
is that
like,
possible?
Yeah. And I don't really know why.
That's disrespectful.
But they can trade players and I don't know. There's a whole lot of stuff
like
I don't
this.
Understand there. But he
do
was
they do
telling
that in
me,
football?
I feel like it's less common.
Huh,
okay. I don't know what the rules are. I'd have to look into that. But there's this guy named Luka Doncic, is I think how you say it. He played for the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay.
And he got traded to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Is which team's better? You don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
But
I just didn't know if he got downgraded. Like,
no.
Or he got promoted, you know?
I feel like it's a promotion.
Oh.
He was excited about it, but he was like, nobody saw this coming, blah, blah, blah. And I'm okay. I'm not really following, but this sounds like tea. So what I did is I took to ChatGPT, okay? And I had them explain this trade in Gen Z girly terms.
God, okay? I'm gonna need it. Okay, I'm here listening. We go.
Okay, so picture this. Luka Doncic is like the superstar of the NBA right now. The guy everyone's obsessed with.
Like LeBron.
He's got the moves, the swag, and he's basically on his way to becoming a legend. Anthony Davis, on the other hand.
Who's this?
Is like the muscle of the Lakers. Spoiler alert, they got traded. You know what I'm saying? So Luka went to the Lakers. Anthony went from the Lakers to the Mavericks. They just switched spots. They switched teams, those two.
Okay.
Back to it. Anthony Davis, on the other hand, is like the muscle of the Lakers. He's strong, intimidating, and he's got that defensive vibe. Like the one that'll protect you at all costs. But sometimes he's not giving what he used to because he's older. So, the Luka-Anthony trade, babe, it's like when a major influencer switches from a beauty brand to a new hot new one, and suddenly everybody's like, wait, this is going to be iconic. Luka brings the flair and energy, and he's the kind of player who can score, lead, and make every game feel like a movie. AD, he's been great, but he's not been the main character lately. So, Luka gets swapped for AD. The Lakers are leveling up with a new vibe. They get a fresh face, undeniable skill in Luka, and the other team gets AD to be their anchor. It's literally...
Anchor?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
The NBA equivalent of switching from good to iconic. Major shakeup, has everyone talking. This game is extra spicy. That's why we had to watch it last night.
Okay, so we had to watch it because, like, does Luka and Anthony, is that the other person's name?
Uh-huh.
Do they got beef now?
No, one. Well, you know,
like,
what?
Honestly, if I was Anthony, I would hate you, Luka, respectfully.
He couldn't play. Wouldn't he's you? Hurt. He's hurt. I think that's why he got traded. So he was sitting, but then this Luka guy, he was getting his revenge, like, ha ha, Mavericks, you thought you could get rid of me. And then he beat him.
I thought he got an upgrade, though.
Well, yeah, but still, they let him go. That doesn't feel nice to have them be like, here you go, take this
that
guy
is true.
For that other guy.
That is true.
I didn't know that the NBA was was petty like that.
Well, if it is, I got to start watching it. If the NBA is petty like this, and you're telling me the NFL is petty like this, where the heck have I been? Not watching it, but I'm gonna, and I'm gonna have ChatGPT or AI or whatever you did to put it in girly terms for me.
There you go. I don't know what's on next. Tennis? I'm down to watch it all.
No. NASCAR. I bet you there is drama there. I bet you.
There's got to be tea in NASCAR.
Oh, 100%.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Most of the time, when I do a trivia question, it's a fun one. It's a casual one. Last night, it was a sexy one.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, it's a nerdy one.
Great.
So get on your thinking caps, because tonight we really are going to go and use our noggins.
Okay.
I don't know. I just feel like tonight, like, I'm actually going to make Vinton Schelsberg proud. You're welcome.
Shout out.
They're like, could you actually do a trivia question that requires you to use your noggin? Well, here you go.
Okay.
Noggins are going to be used.
The more you explain it, the less that I think you're actually going to have to use your brain.
Trust me. You will. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
There are more than 40 of these in the average home. What is it? Told you got to use your noggin.
Yeah, you got to think about it. What's at home? What's
more than 40 of
40? That's crazy. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
This is where I got to go room by room. Start
that's
counting.
I'm thinking.
You know?
Yeah. What do I got 40 of?
And if I do, I got to get rid of it. That's too much.
Yeah, it feels like a lot for one home. I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
There are more than 40 of these in the average home. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
Z102.9.
I like tonight's trivia question because it requires you to use your little brain. How dare you call it little? Okay. And you think yours is big?
Well, I don't know. People do tell me I have a little head, which I feel like I don't want to talk about it anymore.
That's what I thought. Okay, moving on.
Rude.
There are more than 40 of these in the average home. What is it?
You can still text in your guess to 319-200-1029. But so far, 8249 said outlets, which...
How many we got in this room?
I don't know. But Destiny normally tells me the question off the air. And that was the first thing that I said was outlets.
Yeah, that was your guess.
Because I'm like, yeah, you got to... Well, I mean,
well, we got a lot.
We have a lot of equipment in this room, so we have a lot of outlets.
Here's the thing: we got not only do we have the ones that are on the wall, but we got the table that has the
built-in
equipment, and then we got some that are built into the table.
But I feel like in your house, like your bedroom normally has what, like three or four?
We even got some on the ceiling or on the wall.
Bathroom has one or two. I could see that. There's a lot of outlets.
You got the basement too, as you require, and the garage.
Unless you got a mansion, maybe. I can only imagine the amount of outlets in there. In the kitchen, too. Your oven's got to plug into something.
Am I going to go home and count my outlets?
Yeah, yes, I might.
Because I have nothing better to do tonight.
I got
to
know.
Avery said cups. And I'm telling you right now, if I find out I have 40 cups, I've got a problem.
Here's the problem. I know I have that problem.
Taylor, is this... tumblers? Is this coffee cups?
Here's
is
the thing.
This water? No, I definitely do, because if we're talking everything, I got 40. We got a problem. You only use one a day.
Right. Glassware, I have like a normal person amount. It's the cups that I actually have sitting on my counter right now because I need to go through them. It's the to-go coffee cups that I like went through a phase of buying every single holiday version of. I need to pare down because that alone, I probably have 40 of those.
Oh my God.
No, I'm not making coffee for 40 people. Why do I have so many cups?
Well, and let's say, you know, you use one yesterday, you use one today, you use one tomorrow. You'll probably wash dishes tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So you really only need three.
That's why they're sitting on my counter so that I have no choice but to go through some to be donated very shortly. Rick said pens.
That's definitely not me, because at home, I think we only have like two or three. I can never freaking find them, dude.
Oh, we had a whole situation after Christmas. My boyfriend Curly was writing thank you cards, or trying to, but he is like, babe, do we got any pens? And I was like, did you check the junk drawer? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, then I don't know where any other ones would be. We don't keep pens. I don't know why. We don't write anything.
I'll tell you right now, the radio station has more than 40. I think we got 40,000.
Oh, yeah.
This radio station has a ridiculous amount of
pens.
I'm telling you, if there ever is a pen shortage, come find us.
We got you. We got you, for sure.
There are more than 40 of these in the average home. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
You better get rid of those mugs.
I'm trying. That's what
Taylor.
It was yesterday morning. I opened the cabinet they were in, and I was like, you know what, Taylor? You've had enough. Pull them out. And go through them.
Was it you had enough when they came spilling out on you and hit you in the face? Was that when you had enough?
Don't expose me like that.
Now, I don't do this often where I have to mention a text that comes in because it's so good. Mm-hmm. But I need you to shout this person out. It's an honorable mention.
Well, can you remind us the question?
Oh, yeah, of course. The question tonight, there are more than 40 of these in the average home. What is it?
So 5194 said toes, family of four.
You know what?
I got to give it to you. You are logical.
You know what? That's why if I was a teacher, like that's one of those answers that even if you got it wrong, I'm going to give you a correct because.
That was creative.
That was creative and that was so smart. So A+. I'm gonna say that's the answer. It's not.
It's not. But that, you know what? Technically, it is though.
You got a sticker on your homework right there. Here's the question again. There are more than 40 of these in the average home. What is it?
And the let's get quizzical answer is.
There are more than 40 light bulbs in the average home. I'm trying to look at how many's in the studio right now.
Well, okay, so we got those long boys.
Yeah, we got the long boys in here.
But I'm trying to think.
But how many long boys is in here?
Two.
Is it two? Is it one or two, though?
I don't know how many are in there. That's not normal.
Wait a minute. That's one. That's two. Three, four. We got like four or five in here.
I'm trying to think at home. I don't even know.
We got to count lamps, though. But do we also count I got those candle warmers. That's a light bulb.
Yeah, if there's a light bulb in it, then it counts.
Okay. See, that's another one right there. Do you know how many I've got a lot.
Of candle warmers?
No.
Oh.
No, I meant lights. Oh. I've got a ridiculous amount of lights.
Okay. But do you also have a lot of candle warmers?
No, only two. What do you think? I just bought out a whole store of candle warmers?
I don't know your life, man.
It's really funny, like how, you know, just like in a month, things can change, right? Last month, I'm telling you, oh, I can't wait to make the board at the gym. The board of most attendance and the board of 3% body fat lost. And I made both of them. I was very, very proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom. Honestly, just life hit me. And I haven't made it to the gym. Mm-hmm. Not one single day in the month of February.
Right.
It's been tough. I just can't get myself to go. I've been telling myself I'm going to do it this week, but it's like one thing after another. I just can't get to the gym. So here's the thing. I've got my meeting tomorrow with my coach where we go over how's it going? How's the gym been? Any good workouts? What's your routine been like? How's the diet? And then you get on the scale as well and you get weighed.
Yeah.
Can I call out?
I was just going to say, do you feel a cough coming on?
I think I might be sick. Very, very ill with something. I don't even know. The doctors know what it is. Mm-hmm. It's something that we've never heard of before. I might be becoming an alien. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that or I feel like you just have to be like, listen, I know. Okay. Before you say anything, I know.
What one is better? Do I fake sick or do I just go in there completely just like, feet up on the desk, and I go, listen here, buddy. Listen here, buddy. It's been rough. Mm-hmm. Did you survive February? Jeez. Nobody did. It's been rough. It's the shortest month of the year, but feels like the longest month
that's
of
true.
The year. All right? You wanted to eat snacks. I've been eating snacks. Both been eating snacks. Don't lie to yourself.
So you're going to flip it around on them?
Yes. Yes. And then I'm going to say, I want to see you on the scale. How about tell Ooh. Me about your diet? How's your workout been going? This isn't about me. This is about you.
I called this meeting and we're talking about you.
Yeah. I actually called for this meeting and I think you've been failing.
Oh my God. I might be your last one if you choose that route.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.